equilibrium. So if we consider our carbonic acid to bicarbonate equilibrium with its acid association constant of 6.35, if we have got our atmospheric concentration of CO2 at 350 ppm, in fact, I'm thinking it'd be good for you guys to get a bit more practice at this. You know that cheat sheet that I handed out today? I would suggest changing the number in that to 390 ppm, okay, just so that you work it through, because this number looks surprisingly like what's in your cheat sheet. Yep. And it's better if you actually work it yourself rather than just follow the thing, so it'd be good for you to do the calculation. Yeah. So we're taking a given carbon dioxide concentration, which in this case was 350 ppm. For you guys, it's going to be 390 ppm. We want to calculate the pH at sea level, and we're given our Henry's law constant for carbon dioxide. We're given our usual supply of equations relating the ppms to percentage, the percentage to a partial pressure, and our partial pressure to our Henry's law derived concentration in aqueous solution. We then look at our pKa expression up here and go, well, if pKa equals 6.35, then to access Ka, we remember that it is 10 to the minus pKa, and we then plug in our value for pKa, and that gives us Ka. Now, the partial pressure of carbon dioxide then is our part per million value converted to a percentage, which is what I've done in the first step up here, then multiplied by the atmospheric pressure here to come up with the partial pressure of carbon dioxide. Okay, so that's like a two-in-one step there. That now is our partial pressure of carbon dioxide. We then apply that to our Henry's law expression, where we take the partial pressure of carbon dioxide from that step and our Henry's law constant. So we've now got our concentration of carbon dioxide in the water. We then write out our Ka expression. Now our Ka then is the product, which is bicarbonate times H plus, divided by the reactants. Water is the pure solvent, we leave it out. So we end up at the bottom then with our carbonic acid concentration in solution. Now in this case here, we're saying that this is equivalent to our carbon dioxide concentration that we have figured out in the previous step up here. So we put in what we know. We know the value for Ka1. We know the value for the CO2 concentration. On the top, we've got the H plus concentration and the bicarbonate concentration. Clearly, if we're asked what is the pH, we're going to need the H plus alone. So we now look at the balanced chemical equation. 1 mole of this gives 1 mole of bicarbonate and 1 mole of H plus. Therefore, the concentration of bicarbonate is identical to the concentration of H plus. That allows us to simplify this down and say that this expression on the top here is identical to the H plus squared over the carbon dioxide concentration. And at that point, it becomes solvable. So we then put the bits and pieces in, the H plus squared unknown on the left-hand side, the knowns on the right-hand side. We do the multiplication, remember to raise to the power of half is the square root, so we've got rid of the squared sign there. That gives us the H plus concentration, and then we feed that into the log base 10, and out pops the pH. The important thing to realise then is we've taken a trace gas in the atmosphere and we've changed the pH of rainwater from 7 through to 5.6 simply on the basis of that tiny partial pressure and Henry's law pushing it into the raindrop. So the only twist I've indicated that potentially I could put in there, I could ask you to figure out what the concentration of H plus and the pH is at 3 kilometres up in the atmosphere, which would mean that you would have to do that barometric law step at the start. So these ones are mostly just about practice so that you get familiar with doing them.